The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And now it's time for boys high school basketball as West Holmes travels to Ashland. Here's Matt Croy with the call on the game.
And good evening, West Holmes on the road tonight. The Knights come off a two-game winning streak entering this contest this evening with a record of 4-15 on the season. They're 1-12 in the OCC. The Ashland Arrows, a record of 9-11 on the year. They're 6-7 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking with West Holmes head basketball coach Ben Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet. Located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
Weikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Weikert Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Weikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Weikert Concrete.
Millersburg Electric has been serving the area since 1945 with quality sales and service of home appliances. And now, during the President's Day Super Sale, get selected savings throughout the store. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and as a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal or better than all of those larger stores. With over 250 items on display and thousands available, let our experienced staff show you the latest in kitchen appliances, laundry products, freezers, and more. Visit us on State Route 83 South of Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4 423 to place your order.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRB Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRB Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRB Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRBsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRB Siding Supply.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Holmes head basketball coach Ben Belden, coming off that road victory back on Tuesday, 50-43 over Cambridge. Really a game, your second win in a row, Ben, and really what that game about to start to finish in that contest.
Yeah, I mean, like we were just saying kind of off air here, that we've been so close in so many of them. It's good to be able to go on the road like we have and play really well and have kind of that start to finish victory like you kind of talked about. I mean, it was a close game throughout. I mean, I think we got the lead to double digits a couple times, but then they'd come back and cut it to 6 or 7 or whatever it was, and maybe even a little closer than that. But it was good for us to get 2 in a row, you know, that one in the Madison game. And obviously we're trying to carry that momentum over to this one tonight.
That game in particular, a couple of stats that stood out to me. Outread about them, 38-27, only had 9 turnovers in the game, so really taking care of the basketball as well as hitting the boards.
Yeah, I mean, we've had our games where we've done those things well. You know, we started the season, you know, we weren't making a whole lot of shots, but we weren't turning the ball over, and then we went through kind of a period where the shots were starting to go in, but then we were turning it over. Now we're sort of starting to put it all together a little bit here at the end of the season. You know, Nate Fair was really great for us on the boards. I think he had, we had him for 11, I think it was. He had 15 and 11 that game. You know, and that's kind of been, you know, in both of our games this past week, we rebounded the ball really well, got some second chance opportunities, which have been really big for us.
Back in the OCC against this Ashland team on the road here, kind of look back at that first time around against them, really just kind of a slow start against them. It was kind of the big difference in that game, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't playing very well back then, I'll be honest. You know, that was, when I look back at this season, that was kind of one of the ones where I just look back and, you know, kind of scratch my head a little bit because there wasn't really a reason for it, you know. They do some good things well. You know, they run and they push the pace, and you know, we kind of got off to a slow start, and it's a lot easier to shoot some of those threes that they like to shoot when you're up by 15 or 20. And that's kind of, the game got away from us a little bit. So our goal, like I say, is just to kind of control them. You know, they've got a lot of kids that shoot the ball really well and they want to run and get those open ones in transition. We got to slow them a little bit. Score ourselves, that's kind of going to be big to keep them out of transition a little bit, but just kind of control the tempo of the game.
See, the biggest thing in Ben, this team's playing good basketball right now. They're trying to close out this regular season strong, correct? Going into the postseason play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, we got this game against Ashland. That's our last conference one, and then, you know, have Highland coming in Tuesday and senior night on next Friday against Orville. So, you know, 3 opportunities for us to really, you know, all of those games are going to be against, you know, good opponents, and so we're ready for that challenge. Then we got a week off, then, you know, we'll see who we play in the tournament since we got that bye. But you know, just trying to keep the momentum, trying to stay competitive and really build for what our main goal is, which is, you know, as I've always said, we want to put numbers on the board. So go get a sectional title, compete for district, see what we can do.
Health wise guys doing okay?
Yeah, we've got some bumps and bruises a little bit, but nothing major. I mean, everybody's gonna play, and not everybody's at 100%, but nobody is at this time of year. So we're thankful that we got guys that at least can go give it a go right now.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Hole's Knights Head basketball coach, Ben Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a song.
A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have red, orange, or yellow bell peppers, 2 for $3. Smith's gallon milk, $3.39. Half-liter six-pack Pepsi products, 2 for $10. We also have whole boneless pork loin, $1.99 a pound. 12 to 16-ounce package of Oscar Mayer sliced bacon, $3.99. Ballpark all-meat franks for $2.49. 16-ounce package of cod fillets, $7.79. 31 to 40-count easy peel raw shrimp, $5.99. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on U.S. 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
In tonight's junior varsity contest, Ashland defeated West Holmes by the score of 72-35. Earlier this season in the dungeon, back on January 9th, Ashland defeated West Holmes on the varsity side of things by the final score of 67-31. In that game, Ashland led 27-10 after the first quarter and never looked back. Ashland a 43-14 lead at halftime, and the Arrows led 53-24 through three, and they got the win 67-31 over West Holmes in that earlier matchup this year. In that contest, Ashland connected on 6 of 19 three-pointers for 32%. West Holmes just 1 for 9 for 11% from three-point distance in that game. Ashland 18 of 30 for 60% shooting from two-point range. And Bellin talked about this is a team that can shoot the ball well. West Holmes went just 13 of 36 for 36% shooting from a two-point distance in that contest. Ashland also on the foul line, going 13 of 17 for 77%. West Holmes just actually shot three foul shots in the entire game, 2 of 3 for the foul line for 67% in that contest. Ashland out rebounded West Holmes 30 to 22, while West Holmes had 21 turnovers in that game. The Arrows had 12. In that contest for Ashland, leading the way for them in that contest was Isaac Stewart, who finished up with 15 points. And also in the game, it was 9 points for Tyler Sauter and 13 points for Paxton Ediger in that game as well for the contest to go along with 4 rebounds for that Ashland Arrows team. 6 points also for Gabe Baith in that contest and 11 points for Nathan Bernhard, as he got also 5 rebounds to go along with his 11 points. For West Holmes in that loss, Nate Fair led the way as he had 13 points and 5 rebounds in that contest, while Collier Klein finished up with 8 points in the game and It was 3 points apiece for CN Spring and Manny Camacho, but again, West Holmes falling in that contest by the final score of 67-31 in the earlier meeting this season in the Dungeon. We'll take a break and have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof?
MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your ReamPro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years. You know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
West Holmes began the season with a loss to Riverview, then defeated Meadowbrook in a road contest. Then after that, they would go on a long losing streak for West Holmes as they lose to Madison, New Philadelphia, Worcester, Mount Vernon, Mansfield Senior, as well as Lexington and Ashland. Of course, in that 67-31 loss to Ashland at home. Then losses to Carrollton on the road, to Philadelphia as well as Worcester in Mount Vernon, 46-40 back on January 26th. And West Hills got back into the win column after that with a win over Tuslaw on the road, 56-44. Then lost three straight, going down to Mansfield Senior, 65-60. A 72-48 loss at home to Triway, lost 69-34 at home to an outstanding Lexington team, but then they won two games in a row. Defeated Madison on the road, 46-40, and also a win back on Tuesday at Cambridge, 50-43 in that victory. And West Holmes comes in with a win, a record of 4-15, and they won two straight. For Ashland, up and down for them throughout the year. Lost their first two to Norwalk and Mansfield Senior. A win over Clyde, 52-50. Lost two straight to Worcester as well as New Philadelphia. A win over Lake on the road, 68-58. Then a loss, of course, to Lexington, 88-54. A win over Madison, 44-43. Lost to Big Walnut, Mount Vernon, and Shelby. Then defeated West Holmes, of course, back on January 9th. Came back with a loss to Mansfield Senior, 72-49. Then won two straight over Ontario and New Philadelphia, 54-31 over them. Then a 74-60 loss to Lexington, 150-46 at Worcester. A 66-47 victory and a home win over Madison. Then lost to Maslin on the road and came back with a victory in their last game back on Tuesday. Defeated Mount Vernon on their home floor, 68-60. Ashland comes in with a record of 9-11. Ashland is averaging 52.5 points per contest on the year. West Holmes averaging 43.5. Ashland giving up 55.5 points per game though defensively, while West Holmes gives up 55 points per contest on the defensive end this season. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Slayball Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Slayball knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success, and the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Slayball Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Slayball Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Discover your passion and prepare for your future with Buckeye Career Center. Now is the time to enroll for next school year. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to review our over 30 high school programs in addition to our two new programs, including dental assisting and fire and EMS technology. Other programs to consider are CAD, commercial truck, culinary arts, medical assisting, and masonry. 97% of the class of 2022 was employed, enrolled in college, or enlisted in the military following graduation. Join us to find out why we are Buckeye Proud.
Hey you, are you looking for driveway or base materials? I know just the place to go. D&M Rocks in Millersburg. They have shale products and culvert pipe, and they deliver. Or maybe you're looking for landscape supplies. D&M Rocks has that too.
Stop and see them on the hill behind Jitters, or give them a call to set up a delivery at 330-473-6020.
D&M Rocks.
During this timeout, we at Dr. Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostic not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
In the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Lexington has that locked up as they won the OCC outright once again, going 13-0. Mansfield Senior is 11-2 and in second place in the OCC, followed by New Philadelphia and Mount Vernon, both 7-6. Worcester and Ashland, both 6-7 in the OCC, while Madison and West Holmes are both 1-12. Against OCC opponents, Ashland is averaging 48.5 points per contest. West Holmes averaging 39 a game. Defensively, Ashland in the conference allowing 50.5 points per contest defensively, while West Holmes gives up 56.5 a game defensively in the OCC. In the IVC North, Malvern has won that outright, 11-0 now for them in the IVC North to capture another IVC North Division Championship, while East Canton in second place at 9-3, Buckeye Trail 8-2, Strasburg 5-6, newcomers down 3-8, Conotton Valley 2-10, and TCC 1-10 in the IVC North Division. In the IVC South Division, Highland and Indian Valley as co-champions of the IVC South, each 10-2 in conference play, while Sini Valley finished up at 7-5, and Tuscany Valley 6-6, Garaway 6-6, Claymont 3-9, Ridgewood at 0-12. Overall around the area in boys basketball, Triway is 15-5 overall. Of course, they have that big game tomorrow, the final game at the Pit, and they take on Oroville. Highland 15-5 overall, Garaway 12-8, Wayndale 11-9, Central Christian a record of 8-11, Lanaville 6-14, West Holmes 4-15, Danville record of 4-17. Troy Fritz alongside for the broadcast. We'll get some comments from him right after this on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Hi, my name is Jason Fetters, a lumber tallier for Yoder Lumber. Here at Yoder Lumber, we produce the highest quality kiln-dried Appalachian hardwoods in the region. We have a wide variety of thicknesses, grades, and color sorts with the ability to surface, rip, sand, and mold. Please contact us for all your hardwood needs at 330-674-1435 or visit our website to learn more at yoderlumber.com.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
West Olds has their first tournament game on March the 2nd. They'll play either the top seed Maynesville or the 12 seed Morgan. So more than likely, they'll be at Maynesville in the sectional championship on Saturday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. Ashland and the Division I, they'll play their first tournament game on February 27th at 7 o'clock. That'll be a home game. As the 14 seed, they'll play host to the 16 seed Fremont Ross. Mack Lyle alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast. And the biggest thing you can take from Ben Bellin's comments, yeah, West Olds lost big. Ashland, the first time around, the West Holmes playing much better basketball this time around against this Ashland team.
Yeah, this is a different West Holmes team than right now we're seeing, and especially after these last two wins, West Holmes is playing with a lot of confidence and playing some of their best basketball of the year. So throw that first score out the window. I think we're going to have a competitive ball game tonight.
Look what West Holmes has done here lately is take care of the basketball, right? They hit the boards, take care of the basketball, and if you can do those things, you have a chance.
They're taking better care of the basketball. They're rebounding consistently, so, you know, that's giving them extra possessions, you know, and then they're just playing really good basketball right now. They, you know, close games early in the season. They had a handful of close losses, and you just felt like it was a matter of time before West Holmes would get over that hump and start breaking into the win column, and they've done that two games in a row now.
Ashland, obviously a very good basketball team. They can certainly get the points up in a hurry at times, as Ben Bellin talked about. The biggest thing here, West Olds got that slow start to time. Got to get a better start here tonight in the first quarter.
A fast start's going to be important for West Holmes, because to your point, Ashland can score in a hurry, and you don't want to get behind early against this Ashland team. So control the tempo, good half-court defense will be key for West Holmes tonight.
You talk about this game here, the next couple of games here. West Olds will likely, you don't have to win them all here, but you want to finish strong playing good basketball down this final stretch.
I think they've got great momentum heading into tournament time. So a couple key games after next week coming up for them. And I like the position West Holmes is in right now. They're ready to compete.
All right, we'll take it right. Troy Fritz will be back around with tonight's starting lineups. Then the opening tip on WKLM.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with four great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Get savings throughout the store, including lottery specials from GE, Electrolux, and the top-rated Speed Queen line. Or get a 27-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator for just $1,299. Switch from refrigerator to freezer with the flick of a switch with the Element 17-cubic-foot convertible refrigerator freezer for just $699. Qualify customers get no interest and no down payments until February 2025. Millersburg Electric on State Route 80. 83 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com. Denko Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denko Marketing. And while Denko Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denko Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
Have you heard of Seat Farm Tires yet? We bet your neighbors have. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we have been selling this premium radial tire for over 6 years now. If you need a good tire that has been proven in the field and on the road at a great price, then Seat is the tire for you. Just remember your ABCs. Always buy Seat. When you want the best, call MTS. Reach us at 330-674-1085, and our experts will give you all the details. Located on the State Route 39 east of Millersburg, celebrating 70 years in the tire business.
And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for tonight's starting lineups, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For West Holmes tonight, they'll start out with their 6-foot senior guard in Sam Sprang, a 6'4" junior forward in Nate Fair. The 6-foot senior point guard is Collier Klein for West Holmes. The 6-foot sophomore guard, the Lynn Klein, and in the middle, the 6'4" sophomore forward, Manny Camacho for the Knights. And for Ashland, they'll start out with 6-foot senior guard, Max Swaysgood, a 5'8 sophomore guard in Gabe Baith, a 6'1 senior guard in Isaac Stewart, 6'3 senior forward is Keith Bowman, and in the middle they'll go with 6'5 sophomore forward and Nathan Bernhard.
Ashland, a record of 9-11 overall. They're tied for fifth place at 6-7 in the OCC. They're coached by Jason Hess. West Holmes, a record of 4-15 overall. They've won two straight. They're also tied for last place at 1-12 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference, and they're coached by Ben Belden in his first season. And tonight's starting line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs, and will have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 330-674-1483. McRoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast. And it is Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. No video tonight, but we are on the radio as well as on the internet for this evening. Of course, tomorrow night we'll have the boys' IBC showcase from Claymont, Highland against East Canton. Airtime for that right around 5 o'clock on the radio, and internet is also for that game for tomorrow night. Great crowd on hand, scene right for Ashland, and it certainly should be a good atmosphere tonight.
Well, it's a great place to be tonight on a snowy night. We hope everybody's home safe and sound right now, but we're warm and toasty in here. And yeah, Matt, we got a full gymnasium, a really colorful student section for Ashland night. They're in bright yellow, oranges, and pinks. So it's a great atmosphere in the gym. We're in for a good ball game.
Absolutely. West Holmes wearing the road red jerseys and red shorts, white numerals, and blue and white trim. Ashland, white jerseys, white shorts, orange numerals, black, and orange trim as well. We'll take a break, come back with the opening toss after this on WKLM.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. Just about ready to get things underway. Of course, this coming up next week, we have tournament action coming away. Girls tournament basketball coming up on Wednesday. And we're going to have West Holmes playing host to Minerva on Wednesday. Also, Highland playing host to TCC. And also, Wayneville, they're playing host to Beachwood. All those games will be video live streamed on YouTube on Wednesday. Troy, and that's what's exciting here when tournament time is around.
I love tournament time around here, Matt. You know, we cover a lot of basketball here, thanks to the job you do here, but I get excited when this time of the year rolls around here, so we're ready to kick it off next week and go down the tournament trail for sure.
No doubt about that. Can you get this opening toss underway for West Holmes doing the jumping? That's going to be Nate Fair. He's a 6'4" junior, as they get ready to get out of the huddle on the Ashland side of things and walk toward the circle. And doing the jumping for Ashley going to be Nathan Bernhard. He's a 6'5" sophomore.
Lots of pregame activities. We're ready to play basketball, finally.
We are finally ready to go. Official has the ball. There's the whistle. There is the toss. It'll be won by West Holmes, going from left to right. Collier Klein has the basketball. Pass goes right wing now to Sam Sprang. Sprang dribbles it, shovels it out top. Nate Fair, left wing, back over to Lynn Klein. Klein holds onto it. Bounce pass right post goes to Nate Fair, backs it in. Fair, reverse layup, high off the last, no good. Rebound going to be hauled in by Isaac Stewart. Ashton Ball going right to left with it. Stewart to the front court. Pass goes left corner. Wide open three-pointer. Now for Edgar, going to be no good. Rebound, however, grabbed out top by Keith Bowman. Ashton Ball, drive by Stewart. Triple pass inside, knocked into bounds by Nate Fair, and he'll stay with Ashton. Arrows basketball to inbound beneath. Throwing back board, no score so far. 30 seconds in.
Saw Ashland want to spot up for that quick three right out of the gate.
Into the corner. Three-pointer again for the quarter by Edgar. That time in and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Nate Fair. West Olds has the basketball, still scoreless. Collier's pass, Klein's pass, right corner to Lynn Klein. Lynn Klein to the baseline, cut off. Spins around, kicks the right side over to Klein. Al top fair, left wing, Sam Sprang. Sprang dribbles it to the baseline, cut off. Inside the paint to Camacho, Al top Klein. Drive, lane, lost it, goes out of bounds, and a turnover in the first on West Olds.
Tough break there. West Holmes had good ball moving around the perimeter, just didn't get that inlet pass.
Half-court defense into the front court for Ashley now is going to be Ettinger. Dribbles the right wing. Gets the handoff now over to Keith Bowman. Shovels it out top to Stewart. In the left quarter now, received by Swayzegood, who dribbles it out top. Hands it off to Stewart. Holds onto it on the right point. Stewart drive to the right post. He's cut off. And inside the foul circle to Bernhard. Right wing back to Isaac Stewart. Crossover to the foul line. Kicks the left quarter back to Ettinger. Drive to the baseline. He's cut off. Left wing back on the pass to Swayzegood. Dribbles the left point. Hands it off now to Stewart. Dumps it inside. Grabbed by Ettinger on the right post. Nowhere to go with it. Back to the corner. Drive by Stewart to the baseline. He's double teamed. Right wing on the three-pointer by Swayzegood. Could be knocked down finally by Ettinger, I should say, to give Ashland a 3-0 lead.
Yeah, good patience by Ashland. West Holmes, a good defensive possession there.
Really was. It'll be West Holmes basketball. They'll beat the pressure left wing to Nate Fair. West Holmes down 3-0. Here's Lynn Klein to the corner. Hands it off Nate Fair. Dribbles it out top. Right point to Sam Sprang. Drive. Baseline. Sprang shot. High off the glass. Going to be no good. Rebound by Camacho. Back over to Sam Sprang. Drive. Lane. And what? Going to be a whistle blown. And going to be a foul call against Ashland on that drive. That'll be their first team foul coming in this first quarter. And call that on Keith Bowman. 3-0 Ashland. West Olds basketball beneath their own backboard. To the corner to the Sprang. Back over to Collier Klein. He dribbles it high in the left. Poke loose, goes out of bounds, but off the hands of Nathan Bernhard. West Olds will keep it.
Yeah, Bernhard's going out there and playing good defense. A 6'5 sophomore going way out on the floor.
Quick hands and inbounded out top by Klein to Sam Sprang at center circle. Right wing back to Collier Klein. Inside the Camacho, knocked loose. Here's a steal. Second turnover on West Olds. Isaac Stewart to the front court. Drive, lane, his shot blocked and chased down by Nate Fair on the board. West Olds ball. Here's Collier Klein across the half-court line. Right wing to Sam Sprang to Klein. Left point, Nate Fair. Fair to the foul circle. Crossover, drive to the lane. Spins around, shot up in the air by Fair. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds. And off the hands of Camacho, they're going to say. So Ashland will have the ball. 3-0 Ashland early on. 5:22 to play first quarter. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Roadies IGA. Ashland ball, Ettinger to the front court. Out top to Bernhard. To the foul line. Kicks the left corner to Ettinger. Shovels it out top. Drive to the foul line to the lane. Keith Bates with a shot up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Collier Klein. West Olds basketball down 3-0 still. Into the front court to Nate Fair. To the corner, Lynn Klein now with the basketball. Dribbles it to the foul line. Right point to Sam Sprang. Surveys it. On the left point to Collier Klein. Dribbles it to the foul circle. Into the corner goes to Lynn Klein. Klein to the baseline. Knock loose, goes out of bounds. It'll be off the Ashland. West Olds will keep it.
Yeah, good job by Lynn Klein driving the baseline. Good first step. Got him in there really quick.
Back way alongside Troy Fritz for tonight's broadcast from Ashland. Into the corner to Camacho. Left point, Sam Sprang. Back in the corner. Here's Collier Klein for a three-pointer. Going to be no good. Rebound will be corralled by Isaac Stewart. Ashland ball to the front court. Here's Gabe Baith. Cross-court pass to Ettinger to the corner. Inside. Goes to Bernhard. He'll back it in. Bernhard shot up. Going to be blocked by Camacho. Rebound by Collier Klein.
Great defense by Camacho.
West Olds ball. Here's Sam Sprang. Out top to Collier Klein. Left wing Lynn Klein to the corner. Now Nate Fair for a shot. That's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Tyler Sauter. Ashland ball. Sauter, left wing. Back to the corner to Ettinger. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down.
Well, he likes that corner.
Two three-pointers for Pax and Ettinger. That's the only point so far. 6-0 Ashland. West Olds ball gets the 1-2-2 press. In the backcourt, here's Collier Klein. Long pass front court to Camacho. Inside to Nate Fair. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Stewart. West Olds missed the bunny. Ashland ball. Three-pointer by Ettinger again. Going to be no good that time from the other corner. Rebound put back by Baith. Blocked by Fair. Rebound, however, grabbed out top by Ettinger. And meanwhile, shot going to be knocked down. Isaac Stewart knocking it down from deep with a three-point basket. 3 3-pointers for Ashland. They're up 9-0. Westholz beats the pressure. Here's Camacho to the corner. Altop, Collier, Klein. Drive, lane, foul, shot up, no good, but he will draw the foul on that drive.
Yeah, good recognition by Collier. That left side was wide open, and he took it.
And second team foul on Ashland. Called that on Paxton Ettinger, his first personal foul. Inbounded around the foul line to Camacho to Nate Fair on the right point. Now to Collier Klein, top of the key. Right point back to Sand Spring. Inside the Camacho. He'll find Nate Fair on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Out top, Collier Klein. Poke loose on the four. He'll grab it again. Right side goes to Lynn Klein. Right quarter to Collier Klein. His three-pointer off the mark. Rebound knocked out top. Chased back down by Lynn Klein. Back in the corner, drive to the baseline by Nate Fair. Reverse layup is going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Fair again out top. Poke loose, goes out of bounds. Westholz bubble. Right now, Westholz can't buy a basket.
They can't get the lid off of it, but Fair's had some good looks inside, not knocking them down.
So Westholz will have it. Midway into the front court, near side. Can't pass at midcourt, stolen away. Backing it in. Inside, cutting a layup by Ettinger, no good. Rebound grab by Nate Fair. So Westholz dodges that bullet. Collier Klein to the front court. Out top of the pass to Nate Fair. Left corner now. Grabbing to the far side. The dribble by Sprang. Back over to Nate Fair to the baseline. Cut off. Double team. Back to Sprang. Sprang to the foul line. Dumps it inside to Len Klein. His layup going to be no good, but he will draw a foul. Len Klein down to the foul line.
Yeah, Westholz has done a good job getting penetration with the basketball inside. Can't get the lid off the bucket yet.
13 foul. As for mentioned, that foul called on Gabe Bates, his first personal foul. Free throw up is going to be knocked down. And first point of the game now for Westholz will come from Len Klein.
Now maybe that'll open it up for the Knights.
And they're certainly hoping so. Klein lines up the second free throw for the 6'4 junior. That's up, going to be no good. Rebound, knocked to the four. Will be picked up by Swaysgood. Ashland ball, Sauter to the corner. His pass goes off the leg of Sand Spring and will stay with Ashland.
Yeah, good defense by Spring. He had him trapped down the corner, but good play by the Ashland player.
Coyer Miller checks in for Lynn Klein. Miller, the 5'10 senior guard for Westholz. 2:15 to play in the first, 9-1 Ashland lead. And a windbound 6-foot senior guard Max Swaysgood from that near side corner on their offensive end. Swaysgood shovels the left wing back over to Gabe Beath. Dribbles it. If they have the sways good, his shot for the foul line up and they are going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Collier Klein. Westholz basketball. Klein to the front court. Right wing pass to Sand Spring. Dribbles it inside to Camacho. Up and back down. That'll be a travel in the fourth turnover on Westholz.
Got Camacho between moves right there. Didn't know whether to take off and go or take the jump shot. He walked.
Bernhardt checks out. In is going to be Reed Emmons, 6'2 sophomore. And Ashland ball on a 9-1 advantage. 2 minutes to play, first quarter. Into the front court. Here's the dribble at center circle by Gabe Beath. Pass left wing deflected on the floor by Coyer Miller. Knocks it out of bounds.
Yeah, good defense by Coyer. He's that spark plug off the bench for Westholz.
Certainly is. Beath will inbound it and grab by Paxton Ettinger. Ettinger to the front court at center circle. Dribbles it out top. Lobs it down high on the right side. Back to Keith Bowman. Out top to Swaysgood. Shovels a left wing pass. Back in the corner. Drive by Ettinger to the baseline. His layup high at the last and good.
That's a good, strong move by Ettinger.
8 points for Ettinger. 11-1 lead now for Ashland. Westholz beats the pressure. Nate Fair dribbles the right wing. Out top, Collier Klein. Into the corner now. Three-pointer by Coyer Miller is going to be no good. Rebound under the basket by Camacho. His putback is no good. Rebound finally chased down by Max Swaysgood. Ashland ball. Into the front court. Out of the corner. Back in the three-pointer by Gabe Beath on the right side. He'll knock it down.
Hot outside shooting by Ashland.
Gabe Beath, his first points of the game. A 14-1 advantage now for Ashland. Westholz beats the pressure to Nate Fair. Back to Sam Sprang. Dumps it inside to Camacho. He'll back it in. Right wing, Nate Fair. Drive, Lane Fair has a poke loose, but a foul's called. No, going to call a travel. And the fifth turnover on Westholz.
Looks like there might have a little bit of a reach in there.
Bestoles does not get the call for 43 seconds to play first quarter. Arrows now have it. Gabe Bate to the front court. At center circle to Ediger. Takes the left point. On the right point now, grab on the far side. The handoff, three-pointer by Gabe Bate, high in the air, no good. Rebound goes to Camacho. Bestoles ball, 28 seconds. Collier Klein to the front court on the right wing. Klein dribbles it. Who's out top of the pass to Nate Fair. Left wing to Coyer Miller. He's double-teamed back to Nate Fair. Fair, left post, head fake. And has it stolen away. Six turnover West Holmes to the front court. In transition ball thrown out of bounds. Trying to get that ball to Ediger instead. The first turnover on the Arrows.
There's a break for West Holmes.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. And stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram. And shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style. 8 seconds to play in the first quarter. West Holmes has the ball. Here's Collier Klein. His pass goes to Sam Sprang. Left wing Nate Fair. Three-pointers by Fair is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Tyler Sauter to close out the first quarter. At the end of one, Ashland 14 and West Holmes 1. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber's Boneless Chicken Lover's Choice, $4.49 a pound, 85% lean ground round, $3.99 a pound, Super Sweet Cantaloupe or Mellow Sweet Honeydew, two for $6. We also have Beef Round Boneless Bottom Round Roast, $3.99 a pound, Beef Round Boneless Bottom Round Steak, $4.19 a pound, Pork Loin Boneless Pork Chops, $2.49 a pound, Pork Loin Boneless Country Style Ribs, $2.19 a pound, and Pork Loin Boneless Pork Roast, $2.19 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA. IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner. With combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
First quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes 0 for 3 on 3-point tries. Ashland 4 of 8 for 50%. West Holmes 0 for 8. Ice cold from 2-point range. Ashland 1 for 7. While West Holmes was 1 of 2 for the foul line. Ashland did not attempt the foul shot. And West Holmes out rebounding the Arrows 11 to 10. But 6 turnovers for the Knights and 1 for Ashland in that first quarter of play. Ashland ball to begin the second quarter. Bernhard lost it. It goes out of bounds. And that'll be the second turnover of the game now on the Arrows.
West Holmes has done a good job defensively so far. Ashland's just been red hot shooting the ball from three-point land.
No doubt about it. West Holmes has the ball. Gets that pressure. Long pass to the front court goes to Camacho. Out top down to Collier Klein. Klein holds onto it. Lobs it down to Collier Miller. Out top to Nate Fair. Left wing back to Sam Spring. Back inside to Nate Fair. Fair head fake. Layup going to be blocked into bounds. There's the off of Nate Fair. Must have hit his hands, and it'll be Ashland basketball.
Evidently, he lost it out of bounds.
So Ashland's going to have it. And Westall still searching for their first field goal. Into the front court. To the right corner to Isaac Stewart. Back inside to Bernhard. Back to Stewart. Stewart to the foul line. Dumps inside to Bernhard. Inside the paint. Hands it off to Isaac Stewart. His shot no good. Rebound under the basket. Grabbed by Gabe Bath. And knocked in by Isaac Stewart just behind him. Stewart has the bucket. He has his first two. 16-1 Ashland. West Holmes has the basketball. Here's Len Klein across the timeline. On the left wing, out top, Collier Klein. Right side, now to Collier Miller. Miller dribbles it. Now to Collier Klein on the top of the key. Crossover, back in the corner now. Drive to the baseline by Len Klein. His layup good, and the foul. Count that bucket. Len Klein, a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, great job attacking the defense there, taking the ball right at him, which West Holmes has done a good job here so far, just not getting the shot to drop. There they got one.
First field goal of the game to drop for West Holmes. First team foul on Ashland. Foul the first on Isaac Stewart. Free throw by Klein. In and out, no good. Rebound ripped down by Isaac Stewart. Arrows basketball up 16-3. Stewart's pass goes front court. Three-pointer for the right wing up in the air by Tyler Sauter. He'll knock it down for the second time tonight.
They can shoot it from outside.
6 points for Sauter. 19-3 Ashland. 5 three-pointers knocked down now on the Arrows, right?
That is correct.
That's been the story so far. Stop by the Jewelry Store during Girls Night Out on Saturday, February 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and get 50% off fashion jewelry, plus ear piercing, dream leather, custom purse bar, and bra pong. That's the Jewelry Store on West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Here's a drive by Len Klein to the baseline. He'll be fouled. And that foul going to be slapped, and Reed Emmons is first.
Yeah, Lynn continues to attack the defense. He's not afraid to go inside against that height of Ashland.
Yeah, he's done a good job of that so far for the Knights. Inbounded to Camacho to the corner, out top to Lynn Klein. Dribbles it back to Collier Klein from the right side. Out top to Lynn Klein. Now to the foul line. Dumps it inside Camacho and knocked into bounds off of Ashland's hands. West Toles will keep it.
Ashland's done a really good job keeping Collier Klein away from the basketball right now, which has not given him a lot of opportunities to shoot yet.
No easy shots here for the Knights. Inbounded out top to Camacho and stolen away on the inbounds pass by Gabe Baith. His layup is going to be good on the other end. Baith has five, 21-3 Ashland. Timeout called. 6:12 to play in the first half. This is OCC Basketball and WKLM. Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, known for their super soft styles. Six Monies can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixmonies.com. Six Monies, where quality and service never go out of style. Biggest key here in this first half, Troy, is as you talked about, Ashland shot the ball well from beyond the arc. West Olsen has just not been able to shoot the ball well so far.
They've not. They've executed their offense well. They got the looks they want. They're just not able to knock the shots down yet.
West Holes has the basketball out of the timeout. Here's Collier Klein to the front court. Dribbles it high on the right side. Poke loose, he'll grab it again. And goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover and the knife on the Knights.
Yeah, Ashland's defense is really stingy on the perimeter, giving West Holmes fits.
21-3 Arrows, they have the ball. Gabe Baith now to the front court. Picks it up. Back in the corner now, grabbed by Isaac Stewart. Picks it up, gets the handoff now to Paxton Ettinger. On the right wing, the Bernhard. Bernhard drives to the lane. Head fake, layup left hand, no good. Rebound grabbed by Nate Fair. West Holes ball. Here's Collier Klein to the front court. Crossover to the foul circle. His pass down top, stolen away by Isaac Stewart. His layup in the ring, going to be no good. Rebound by Bernhard. Gets the hand off to Gabe Baith. His shot in traffic is no good. Rebound to Nate Fair. Knights again getting the stop. They had the ball again.
Six boards for Fair now.
Here's Collier Klein's pass. Right corner now to Len Klein. Klein dribbles it high on the right. Inside the Camacho. Backs it in. His shot up and good.
That's good move by Camacho. Knew where he was at on the floor.
His first two, 21-5 Ashland. Arrows have it now. Pass by Baith to the corner to the Bernhard. Bernhard to the baseline. Spins around to the paint. Back to the corner. Drive by Isaac Stewart to the baseline. His reverse layup is good. Stewart has 4-23-5 lead for the Arrows. Westall's ball. Gets that 2-2-1 press. Into the front court pass goes to Len Klein. Double team. Klein spins around. Now dribbles it to the right side. Drive to the lane. Klein into the corner to Nate Fair. Out top, Collier Klein. His three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Hit the bar above the basket after that missed. And it will be Arrows basketball. Stan Spring now in, replacing Nate Fair. 4.5 to play. Second quarter. Ashland ball, and they have a 23-5 lead. Ashland came in at 9-11 on the year. West Holes a record of 4-15, riding that two-game winning streak. Ashland ball on the right wing back over to Paxton Ettinger. Dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane. To the corner to Gabe Baith now. Drive, lane, back to Ettinger of the corner. His three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Some nifty passing and shooting in that sequence.
He loves that left corner.
Ettinger has 11 points. His third three-pointer knocked down, 26-5, Ashland. Bastos with the ball. They'll beat the pressure to Len Klein on the right wing. Klein to the foul line, to the lane, in traffic. Kicks the right side now to Sam Spring. Out top, Collier Klein. Left wing, the Collier Miller. Miller dribbles it out top. Inside to Camacho. He'll be fouled. Hoover playing that time. Gabe Bathan, the foul is called, the 13th foul on the Arrows.
Yeah, nice little two-man game up top there with Camacho. Got him posted up inside.
Second personal on the much smaller Gabe Bathan. And he'll check out now. Replacing him is Max Waysgood. In out of the corner to Camacho, out top Lynn Klein. On the right point, back over to Collier Klein. Dribbles it out top. He'll be fouled on a reach in by Paxton Ettinger. And that'll be his second personal foul.
Yeah, that's going West Holmes' way here. They get to the free throw line. Maybe they can cut into this lead. That's fourth foul on Ashland.
And checking in, going to be Reed Emmons, 6'2 sophomore. He'll replace Ettinger after that second personal he picked up. 3:45 to play in the half. West Holmes' ball beneath their own backboard. Him out of the corner, goes over to Glenn Klein and Collier Klein. Back to Camacho, now to Collier Klein. To Camacho inside. Backs it up to the corner, goes to Lynn Klein. Dribbles it out top to Collier. Goes past his hands, rolls it near midcourt, and knocked on the floor. Finally grabbed by Isaac Stewart. Stewart to the foul line. Back to the corner now. Three-pointer by Max Waysgood is going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Reed Emmons, though. Emmons put back, blocked by Camacho. Rebound to Lynn Klein. Knights had the ball again. Here's Collier Klein. Down to the front court. Dribbles it out top. Inside goes to Stan Spring. His layup is good.
Yeah, good job by Spring, making himself available in the post.
His first two of the game, 26-7. Ashland has the lead. Now the ball. Here's Isaac Stewart. Now to the right wing. Bounce pass to Bernhardt on the right post. Kicks the left wing to Reed Emmons. It's a pass over. Now the top of the key to Tyler Sauter. Sauter to the foul line. Right corner back over to Stewart. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound goes to Camacho. Knights basketball. Collier Klein with it. Into the front court. 2:40 to play in the half. Klein crossover out top. Bumped. Pass right corner goes to Lynn Klein. Klein dribbles it. Still with it. Poke loose. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with West Holm. We'll stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you by Rhodey's IGA Marketplace. It'll be Zach Kraft reporting all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Nate Fair back in, replacing Manny Camacho, who provided some good minutes in this first half. Inbounded to Lynn Klein. Dribbles it, left wing to Collier Klein. He'll take it to the baseline, cut off. Inside, he'll throw it away. And that'll be the 12th West Holmes turnover in the half. Ashland ball, left wing neck to Max Swaysgood. Three-pointer going to be good. Swaysgood knocking it down, his first points of the half. 29-7 lead for the Arrows. West Holmes basketball, Kyler Klein's pass goes to Lynn Klein high on the left. Left wing now to Coyer Miller, dribbles it out top to the foul line lane. Layup to be rejected out of bounds by the 6'5 sophomore Nathan Bernhardt.
Yeah, Collier Klein went in amongst the forest there. He's got a nice smile on his face as they swatted that back at him.
A nice drive, but Bernhardt had the height advantage. And it'll be Collier Klein now to inbound. Into the corner to Nate Fair. Dribbles it to the foul circle. Picks it up. Now to Collier Klein, high on the right. Klein dribbles it out top. Double team. His pass inside, thrown away. 13th West Holmes turnover. Three-pointer for the right corner by Tyler Sutter. That's knocked in.
Wow, everybody's getting in on the action.
His third three-pointer, 32-7 lead for West Holmes. 1.5 to play, second quarter. Into the front court now to Lynn Klein. He'll find Nate Fair in the corner. Fair lobs it out top to Sam Spring. Spring dribbles it. Now to Lynn Klein, left side. Klein dribbles it. That's the handoff in the corner to Sam Spring. He'll dribble it out top. Into the corner now, Coyer Miller. Back to Klein around the foul line, Nate Fair. Gets the handoff back out top now to Collier Klein. Back to Sam Spring, left wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. 15-footer by Sam Spring, up in the air, knocked down. Spring has four, second bucket. 32-9, Ashland, they had the ball. Three-pointer for the quarter by Isaac Stewart. No good that time. Rebound goes to Coyer Miller. Knights had the basketball. 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. Klein's pass goes to Nate Fair. Into the corner now to Lynn Klein. Picks it up. Out top goes to Sam Spring. Now to Collier Klein. His three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound in the hands of Max Swaysgood. Now to Isaac Stewart to the front court for Ashland. Stewart to the foul line, 15-footers up in the air, going to be in and out, no good. Rebound, going to be a foul called on Bernhardt going over the back of Nate Fair, who got the rebound.
Good job by Fair getting position. That should send West Holmes to the free throw line.
No doubt. Bonus situation. First personal on Bernhard. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Middlesbrough. Free throw is going to be no good on the first attempt for Nate Fair. He came in averaging 11.5 a game for the 6'4 junior, had 13 points, 5 boards the first time around against Ashland. That second free throw, no good as well. And rebound chased down by Max Waysgood. Arrows basketball, 20 seconds to play in the half. Stewart to the front court at center circle. Drive, lane, his layup off the last, no good. Rebound goes to Collier Klein. 9 seconds. Right wing to Sam Sprang. Sprang's three-pointers up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound goes into the hands of Swaysgood. His three-pointer to the buzzer will be waved off. Do not count the shot, and that'll do it here for the first half. Halftime score for Ashland. The Arrows 32 and West Holmes 9. Back around the recap, the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. Or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
It is halftime from Ashland High School, and Ashland has a 32-9 lead over West Holmes. The Arrows jumped out to a 14-1 advantage after one, outscoring West Holmes 18-8 in the second quarter, and Ashland has a 32-9 lead at the half. four. The Arrows leading the way for them. One player in double figures. That was Paxton Ettinger. Ettinger in that first half, hot from beyond the arc, as he would knock it down, going 3 of 6 from three-point distance, 1 for 2 from two-point range. His total of 11 points. Also 9 points knocked down on 3 three-pointers by Tyler Sauter in that first half. 5 points for Gabe Eath, 4 points scored by Isaac Stewart, and 3 for Max Swaysgood, putting out the Arrows total of 32. For West Holmes, leading the way, that was Sam Sprang in that first half. He was 0 for 1 on 3-point tries, 2 for 3 from 2-point range for his total of 4 points. 3 points scored also by Len Klein, 2 points for Manny Camacho, running out the West Holmes total of 9. Halftime score, Ashland 32, West Holmes 9. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For West Holmes in that first half, they would go 0 of 5 behind the arc, while Ashland was red hot. They went 8 of 16, good for 50%. Ashland was 4 of 17 from the field, good for 24%, while West Holmes just 4 of 14, 28% shooting. From the free throw line, Ashland did not go there the first half. West Holmes would be just 1 of 5 for 20%. Ashland gets a rebounding advantage, 20 to 17. Big number. Ashland commits only 2 turnovers. West Holmes an even dozen.
And for West Holmes, individually, Nate Fair had 6 boards, 2 at the offensive end, 4 rebounds for Collier Klein, 4 rebounds, Manny Camacho, 2 at the offensive end. For Ashland, it was Max Swaysgood who had 5 rebounds, 4 boards also for Isaac Stewart in that first half of play. And the halftime score, a 32-9 lead for Ashland here, and again, off to a really good start for them, and red hot from beyond the arc.
Well, they are. When you look at the scoreboard, 24 of their 32 points come from behind the arc, so they're shooting it very well from outside, but you know, that's what Ashland does. They'll push it up the floor quick on you. They'll spot up and hit threes, and they're pretty good at it, Matt.
And defensively as well, a lot of trapping by them in the first half, and that's given West Holmes a lot of trouble on those double teams.
They're defending the perimeter very, very well, which has made it hard for West Holmes to get into a half-court flow offensive flow there. And you know, West Holmes got some good looks in the first quarter. They got the ball inside, thought they was executing their offense well, except for finishing. Didn't put the ball in the hole, and all of a sudden, next thing you knew, Ashland was up 19-1.
Didn't get the good start they wanted in the first half, obviously. Now, I got to have some kind of a good start here in this third quarter to try to get back in this thing.
Well, absolutely. You know, West Holmes is not out of this yet. They've got to come play some pretty good basketball, but, you know, I don't think things could go much worse for as far as putting the ball in the hole. So, you know, West Holmes will regroup here, see what they can do in this second half.
Halftime score, Ashland 32, West Holmes 9. Back with the second half after this on WKLM. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerain Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerain has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerain provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomerainHospital.org.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander ATG015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander ATG015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Millersburg, 330-674-0025, or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
About ready for the start of the second half. Again, this game on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. McCoy alongside Troy Fritz for the broadcast and Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. Tomorrow night we'll have boys high school basketball, the IVC showcase from Claymont. Highland against East Canton, airtime about 5 o'clock for that. Game time at 5:30. We do know there's a lot of snow on the ground back in that direction here, so hopefully things will get underway as scheduled. We'll see as far as tomorrow. The geese are supposed to start at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, so we'll have to see about that schedule with the snow factor.
Somebody needs to get rid of all this snow. It's basketball season, Matt.
Exactly. Come on now. West Olds has to begin the second half of play and goes right to left with it. The pass goes to Lenton Klein on the left wing. Spins around out top down to Nate Fair. Fair drive to the foul line. Right side of the Sam Spring. Spring shot for the foul line up in the air. Going to be knocked down from 15 feet away.
Good take by Sam. That's the start West Holmes needs to get off in the second half.
Spring with 6 points, 32-11 lead now for Ashland. They have the ball. Ediger dumps it inside the Bernhard. Backs it in. Back in the corner, here's Max Spaysgood for a three-pointer, going to be knocked down.
Picking up where they left off.
6 points for Spaysgood on 2 3-point baskets. And that'll get the press in, throwing away. Isaac Stewart has it, right wing to Spaysgood, three-pointer going to be good again.
Well, why not?
Wow. Back-to-back threes, 38-11 lead down for the Arrows. Just like that. Fast goals against the 2-2-1 press. Into the front court to Nate Fair now. They'll beat it. Fair now to the left wing. Out top, Collier Klein. Line to the foul circle, hands it off to Nate Fair. Fair to the baseline, spins around. In traffic, a shot blocked by Bernhard. Rebound goes to Swaysgood. Baseball pass, though, goes too strong and out of bounds. Third turnover on Ashland. 38-11, Ashland with that lead. West Olds has it against that pressure again. Inbounds it into the backcourt to Collier Klein. 2-2-1 press. Now to Sam Spring. Back to Collier Klein. Now to Sam Spring. Klein has it, a three-quarter score. Into the front court to Sam Spring. He'll find Camacho to Kenning to Lynn Klein. Back in the corner to Sam Spring. His three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the fourth, grabbed by Isaac Stewart. Arrows basketball to the front court. Stewart drive. His layup off the glass and good.
So quick up the floor, Stewart.
Very athletic. He has 6 points, 40-11 lead now for Ashland. West Olds ball against that press. Sam Spring back to Collier Klein. Into the front court. Now to Nate Fair, but stolen away. Pax Ediger back to Isaac Stewart. Lamp is good. Stewart has eight. West Olds has their 15th turnover. Knights basketball now. Nate Fair to the baseline. His shot is no good. Rebound is corralled by Bernhard. Arrows ball on the fast break. Stewart's pass. Pass going to be knocked out of bounds by Lynn Klein.
Ashland just loves to push it up and down the floor, Matt, and they do it in a hurry.
Fun team to watch, but not so much on the West Holmes side right now. 42-11 lead now for the Arrows. 6 minutes to play in the third. And inbounded to the corner. Goes out of bounds off the hands of Keith Bowman. That'll be an Ashland turnover, their fourth.
Hasn't been many of them tonight, that's for sure.
Nate Fair inbounds it in the backcourt. Goes to Sam Spring. And a Collier Klein. Back to Sam Spring. Back to the corner. Goes into the front court to Camacho. He'll find Nate Fair on the right wing. Out top to Sam Spring through his hands. And he'll have to save it. Bounces high in the air. And now stolen back of the way by Bernhard. Stolen away now by Nate Fair, who has the ball. Dumps to the side of Collier Klein. His layup is going to be good. First two of the game for Collier Klein. West Olds down 42-13. Ashland has it. Stewart, crossover to the baseline. Cross court pass goes to Keith Bowman. His three-pointer knocked down.
He's going to get in the action. That's his first one.
45-13 Arrows. Knights have it. Springs pass front court to Nate Fair, to the corner to Camacho. Looking, lobs it high on the right now to Nate Fair near midcourt. Back of the corner to Sam Spring. Spring dribbles it high on the right. Back inside to Camacho, backs it in. His shot left hand, no good. Rebound to the four. He is grabbed by a scrum for the basketball. Finally going to be tied up. And the arrow does point to Ashland. So they'll have the basketball.
Nobody wanted it.
Ball not bouncing the Knights' way. It'll be Ashland basketball. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting is serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Paxton Edgar on the left wing for Ashland, out top to Bernhardt. Bernhardt spins around to the paint. Hit shots up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound goes to Camacho. Knights with it. Into the front court. Sam Spring for a three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound to the four. Fought four. Finally grabbed by Paxton Edgar. Arrows in the fast break. Edgar. Pass inside goes to Sway's good. His layup in traffic, no good. Rebound putback is good, however, by Paxton Edgar. Edgar with 13, 47-13 Ashland. Knights with it against that press. Goes to Collier Klein. Into the front court now. Received near side by Nate Sprang. He'll be knocked to the floor. That on the double team. Ashland team just makes you play a lot faster than you want to play.
Well, they do. They force tempo on both ends, and it's kind of got West Holmes a little bit of a quagmire tonight. They've just not been able to get on track offensively.
First team foul on Ashland, and the second personal on Keith Bowman. Knights have it just into the front court, down 47-13. Midway marker of the third quarter. Sam Spring has it out top. On the left point to Nate Fair. Dribbles it to the foul line, spins around. Hands it off down to Collier Klein in traffic, but stolen away. That's the 17th West Holmes turnover. Arrows basketball. Drive by Stewart into the corner. Three-pointer up to the air, going to be no good. Rebound by Nate Fair after that miss by Tyler Sauter. Fair has it now for the Knights. Into the front court. Crossover, left point now to Collier Klein. Gets the hand up to Sam Spring. Spring to the foul line. 54 by Spring, high in the air, and that's no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Sauter. Sauter has it for Ashland to the foul line, to the lane. Layup by Sauter is good. Sauter now up to 11, 49-13 Arrows. Knights with it. Nate Fair's pass goes cross court now to Nate Spring. Spring to the baseline. Shot high in the air, no good, but he'll be hacked in the arm. That'll send the 6'1 freshman Nate Spring to the foul line.
Yeah, Spring coming and getting some quick action there. Got himself in the game. Go to the free throw line, looking for some points here for West Holmes.
Second team foul on the Arrows. And that foul slapped on Max Swaysgood, his first. Nate Spring, 12 points on the year. And that free throw is going to be in and out. No good. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Roadies IGA. Zach Kraft reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Spring's second free throw. Lined up, it's going to be good. His first point this evening. 49-14 Arrows, they had the ball. 2.5 to play in the third. Here's a spin move, layup by Gabe Bates, but no good. Rebound goes to Collier Klein. Has a poke loose, though, and stolen back away by Sauter. Back to Bates in the corner. His three-pointer going to be knocked down.
My goodness, they don't miss.
Bates has 8, his second three-pointer. 52-14 Ashland. Knights with it. Collier Klein. Back to the front court to Sprang. Sprang to the right wing. Now to the baseline. His pass out top to Collier Klein. Line to the foul line, to the lane. Poke loose. That'll be a foul on the drive by Klein. Foul on Gabe Baith. 13th foul on Ashland. Baith has his third.
Yeah, Klein doing a good job attacking the basket there off that loose ball. Set him to the free throw line and shoot two.
Klein has 2 points tonight for the 6-foot senior point guard, averaging 13 points per game. Free throw up is good. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies Player of the Game, offering design styles of both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. That free throw up in the air, no good by Klein. Splits the pair, rebound grabbed by Isaac Stewart. And then the travel on Keith Bowman after he grabbed that pass, the sixth Ashland turnover.
Yeah, things starting to swing West Holmes' way here, but maybe a little too late.
Running clock into effect. Inbound in the corner to Wyatt Schlau. You'll find Sam Sprenghigh on the left. Out top now to Collier Klein. Klein dribbles it to the foul line, to the lane, back to the corner. Nate Fair, his three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to the four is grabbed by Isaac Stewart. Stewart takes it himself for the arrows across the timeline. Right wing now to Keith Bowman. Drive, lane, Bowman knocked loose on the four. Dove after and stolen away by Nate Fair. The seventh Ashland turnover, sprang to the front court for the Knights. His 10-footers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound Wyatt Schlau. He'll have it stripped away from him. Gabe Bath has it to the front court. Here's Sauter to the foul line, to the lane. Play by Sauter, blocked by Nate Sprang. Rebound goes to Sam Sprang. Sprang on the fast break. Hands it off to Nate Sprang. Out top to Collier Klein. Right wing now to Nate Fair. Fair to the foul line. Lane. Left hand layup is good by Nate Fair.
Hey, there's a good take by Nate. He got one in.
His first two of the night. Ashland ball up 52-17, 15 seconds. Now in the third quarter. Arrows looking for the final shot. Down to 7 seconds. Sauter out top. Here's Bath on the right point. Three-pointer by Bath. High in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grab by Nate Sprang to close out the third. At the end of three from Ashland, it's Arrows 52, West Holmes 17. This is OCC Basketball on WKLM.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
A single-family home located at 5181 Eagle Drive in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $450,000. This property was built in 2017 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 1,713 square feet. Located in the Hawks Landing subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Nolan Mackey at 330-231-0028 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Ashland outscored West Holmes 20-8 in that third quarter of action as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Troy Fritz. West Holmes 0 for 3 on three-point tries. Ashland 4 for 6 for 75%. West Holmes 3 for 8 from two-point range for 38%. Ashland 4 of 8 for 50%. West Holmes 2 of 4 for the foul line. Ashland did not attempt this foul shot in that quarter. Bast inside, going to be grabbed by Wyatt Schlau. Three-pointer by Sam Sprang for the right wing. No good. Rebound grabbed by Isaac Stewart. He'll take it himself for Ashland across the timeline. Back out top. Drive by Sauter. Back in the corner. Here's the three-pointer by Bowman. Going to be knocked down.
My goodness.
Woo. Keith Bowman, his second three-pointer of the game. 55-17 Ashland. A double nickel now. Three-pointer by Sam Spring from the right quarter. That's going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Isaac Stewart. Here's Bowman to the front court for the Arrows. Back in the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Reed Emmons. That's off the mark. Out top to Wyatt Schlau for the rebound. Now for the Knights. Ashland out rebounded West Holmes 8-6 in that third quarter. Six turnovers for West Holmes, five for Ashland in that third quarter of play. Shot from the foul circle, no good by Sam Spring. Rebound goes to Reed Emmons. Arrows ball. Emmons down to the front court. Gets the handoff to Gabe Bath. Out top now to Bowman. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound by Bath, however. Back to Bowman. His shot for the foul line going to be no good. Rebound goes to Wyatt Schlau. Knights have it. Collier Klein across the timeline. Klein dribbles the left point. Down to the right wing. Hands it off to Stan Sprang for a three-pointer. He'll knock it down.
He was way out there on that one. Nice shot by Sprang.
9 points for Sprang. His first three-pointer knocked down tonight. Ashton ball. Right wing now to Isaac Stewart. Stewart dribbles it on that right wing. Bounce pass inside to Bath. His layup is going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Sam Sprang. Sprang to the front court. Post closed in. There's going to be a steal. West Holmes has their 20th turnover. Meanwhile, foul on Wyatt Schlau at midcourt. First team foul of the game on West Holmes.
Yeah, you mentioned that during the break, that the first team foul on West Holmes at this point. My goodness. They played clean, if nothing else, Matt.
No doubt. Running clock here in the second half. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries you a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Inbound and now out top to Bowman. Bowman dribbles it. Al top now to Isaac Stewart. His three-pointer going to be knocked down.
They continue. That's 14 threes on the night by Ashland.
Stewart has 11 points. 58-20. Arrows have the lead. 5:20 to go. Here's Len Klein to the foul line for the Knights. Pokalus now dribbles it to the corner. Finds Camacho right wing. And he'll hold on to it. On the double team, out top to Wyatt Schlau. Left wing to Nate Spring. Dribbles it. Picks it up now. Spring. Shovels it out top to Len Klein. On the right wing, the Sam Spring. Dribbles it out top. Spring for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down again.
He found his depth out there.
Back to that three, Sam Spring, who has 12 points. Ash the ball to the corner, ball thrown out of bounds by Max Glazko, trying to find Evans, the eighth Ashland turnover. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Bunnies player of the game. Six Bunnies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram, and shop online at sixbunnies.com. Six Bunnies, where quality and service never go out of style. Nice basketball. Nate Springs pass goes left wing to Coyer Miller. Dribbles it out top. And a Wyatt Stout. His pass deflected away. Here's a steal. Stewart, drive. Pass to the court. Goes out of bounds to Swayzgood. That'll be the ninth turnover on Ashland. West Holmes has 21, though, by comparison. Running clock down to 4 minutes to play here in the fourth. Knights basketball. Here's Coyer Miller. Down to the front court. Fast pass grabbed by Len Klein on the right wing. Dribbles it out top. Klein to Camacho. Left wing, Coyer Miller. Dumps it inside to Camacho. And he'll be bumped and fouled by Bowman. That'll be the first team foul on Ashland. And Bowman has his third.
Yeah, they stopped Camacho before he got that shot off. But Camacho's been playing a lot better basketball down the post. He's starting to become more familiar where he is on the floor. And his floor presence is improving. That was a nice move by Camacho.
Really has. Did a great job on the defensive end as well. Stay tuned immediately following the game for High School Scoreboard on WKLM, brought to you tonight by Rhodey's IGA. Zach Kraft reporting on all the area basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. 3 minutes and counting with the running clock as Ayers gets some players on the floor here on senior night. Ball in man into the corner goes to Camacho, now to Len Klein. And the Nate sprang to the corner, but a moving screen slapped on Camacho. That'll be the 22nd turnover. Second team foul the Knights in. Camacho, his first personal foul.
Well, West Holmes doing anything they can to keep this defense of Ashland away from the basketball, Matt.
No doubt. Whew. Pass goes out top. Now the dribble, the handoff. Proceed now on the dribble to the foul line. Back inside under the basket, deflected. Here's a steal. 10th turnover on Ashland. Coyer Miller to the front court. His 18-footers up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound. 5-4 will be grabbed by the Arrows on that board.
Garrett rebound Davis got that.
Davis with it. Now the steal by Nate Spring. His layup left hand is good. Spring has 3 points. His first field goal. Arrows with it. Here's a three-pointer. Up in the air going to be no good by Davis. Rebound grabbed by Camacho. 2 minutes to go. Coyer Miller's pass goes to Nate Spring on the right wing. Now to Coyer Miller. His three-pointer no good. Rebound is going to be grabbed by Kirsten O'Brien, and a foul called in the process. Final 1 minute, 50 seconds and counting.
Number 10, Cooper Walteridge.
On the floor for West Holmes going to be Keston McKinney, 6'2 freshman checking in.
And 22, Keston McKinney.
Ashland has it out top. Here's a drive to the foul line. Now out top of the pass. Goes over to Jackson Aber. He'll find Reed Emmons. Down to 125 and counting. Kirsten O'Brien dribbles it out top. Lobs the right wing. Around the foul line. Pass to the right side. Goes to O'Brien. Out top to Aber. His three-pointer is good.
Everybody's getting in on the action, Matt.
Even the backups. Jackson Aber, his first points this evening. Knights basketball. And the dribble by Cooper Moultrich. Left wing in the pass. Here's the dribble to the foul line. Right wing now to McKinney. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound chased back down by Jackson Aber. 50 seconds in counting. Ashland has the lead at 61-25. Shot for the baseline going to be no good by O'Brien. Rebound corralled by Coyer Miller. Knights basketball, 40 seconds. Miller, three-pointer, top of the key, up in the air, going to be no good. And rebound grabbed by Carson O'Brien. Final 30 seconds. Three-pointer up there by Aber is off the mark. Corralled on the board by Keston McKinney. Knights basketball, final 25 seconds to go in the game. Here's Cooper Maltrich. Three-pointer by Maltrich, high in the air. That's going to be knocked down by the left-hander.
Nice shot by Cooper.
His first points of the game, 61-28 is the score. 7 seconds to go. And Emmons will dribble out the clock. Ashland, an impressive performance on their home floor tonight on senior night. Ashland 61, West Holmes 28. Ashland now to 10-11 on the year, 7-7. They'll finish up the OCC with their record there in conference play. They've now won two straight in four of their last five games. West Holmes drops to 4-16 overall, 1-13 in the OCC, snapping a two-game winning streak. Final score, Ashland 61, West Holmes 28. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Fiker Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mixed styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fiker Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fiker Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fiker Concrete.
Millersburg Electric has been serving the area since 1945 with quality sales and service of home appliances. And now, during the President's Day Super Sale, get selected savings throughout the store. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and as a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal or better than all of those larger stores. With over 250 items on display and thousands available, let our experienced staff show you the latest in kitchen appliances, laundry products, freezers, and more. Visit us on State Route 83 South of Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Sugar Valley Meats is an old-fashioned butcher shop offering a complete line of fresh cuts of beef and pork prepared right on site. Sugar Valley Meats has specials for the big game starting February 5th through the 17th on beef fillets for $27.99 per pound, beef strip steaks for $12.99 per pound, boneless pork chops for $3.99 per pound, bratwurst for $3.99 per pound, and Gerber party wings for $2.99 per pound. For great quality service and competitive prices, stop by Sugar Valley Meats today or call 330-852-4423 to place your order.
It is a final tonight. All Ashland Arrows here on their home floor on senior night. Win number 100 of his career as the head coach for the Arrows, Jason Hess, this evening, and they did it in emphatic fashion as the Knights really ran into a buzzsaw this evening. 61-28, Ashland got the win. Ashland jumped out to a 14-1 lead after one, and they never looked back. They led 32-9 at halftime, 52-17 through three. And Ashland wins the basketball game 61-28 for their 10th victory of the season. For Ashland, leading the way for them, a lot of guys in the scoring column. They had three players in double figures. It was Paxton Ettinger who led the way overall. Ettinger finished up the contest for him, going 3-for-6 from downtown, 2-for-3 from two-point range. Ettinger had 13 points. Also, Tyler Sauter in double figures for the evening. He was 3-for-4 from three-point distance, 1-for-2 from two-point range. Sauter had 11 points. And also Isaac Stewart in double figures. He was 1-for-4 on three-point tries, but 4-for-8 from the two-point range, his total of 11 points. And also 8 points scored by Gabe Bath for the game, 9 points for Max Swaysgood, 6 points scored by Keith Bowman on 2 3-point baskets, 3 points for Jackson Aber, running out the Ashland total of 61. For West Holmes, they had one player in double figures. That was Sam Sprang. Sprang was 2-for-6 from three-point distance and also 3-for-8 from a two-point range. Sprang finished up with 12 points on the evening, and that is the 10th time that Sprang has been in double figures on the season for Sam Sprang. 3 points apiece for Collier Klein, as well as Lynn Klein and Nate Sprang. 3 points also by Cooper Maltrich. 2 points scored by Nate Fair. And 2 points for Manny Camacho. And that ran out the total for West Holmes of 28 here for the contest. Final score tonight, Ashland 61, West Holmes 28. Now for the final team numbers, here's Troy Fritz.
And thank you very much, Matt. For West Holmes on the night from three-point range, they would go just 3 of 14 for 21%, while Ashland would just burn the nets down, going 15 of 29, good for 52% behind the arc. Ashland 8 of 29 from two-point range for 27%. West Holmes 6 of 27 for 22%. Ashland would not make an appearance at the free throw line tonight. West Holmes would go 3 of 9 for 33%. Rebounding advantage goes to Ashland, 35 to West Holmes, 29. 22 turnovers for West Holmes, only 11 for Ashland.
Individual rebounding leaders for Ashland, 9 boards for Isaac Stewart. Almost a double-double for him, and 7 rebounds, Max Waysgood, for the game as well. And for West Holmes, it was 7 rebounds for Nate Fair for the contest, 2 at the offensive end. 6 boards also for Manny Camacho. He had 2 offensive, 5 rebounds also for Collier Klein. Ashland wins at 61-28, and flat out, West Holmes ran into a buzzsaw tonight.
Well, they did. Ashland didn't do a whole lot wrong tonight. And, you know, I think if you're West Holmes, Matt, going from here, it's got to be short-term memory. Forget about this game. You've got 2 games to finish up your regular season next week, and you focus on that. But, you know, what can you say? Ashland played an outstanding basketball game tonight. They would have beat a lot of teams tonight, Matt.
No doubt about that. Sam Spring will be our 6th Money's player of the game. He finished up with 12 points, knocked down a couple of three-pointers. So the night where not a whole lot fell in, he was able to knock down a few shots.
Well, you can see he came out in the second half. Just said, I'm going to play basketball and start taking some shots. And got some to drop, and sometimes that's what you got to do when things aren't going right and the game plan's not working. You got to go out and just play basketball, and that's what he did.
Well, you mentioned not a whole lot of teams that beat Ashland tonight. I think if you want to look and see the OCC is in basketball. Look at Ashland, middle of the pack team of the OCC, and then we saw this here tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, we've seen some great OCC basketball this year, and, you know, we think about Lexington. That's just an outstanding basketball team. You know, and tonight Ashland looked equally as good as them. So to say that they're in the middle of the pack, that tells you how strong this conference really is, Matt.
Yeah, but you talked about West Holmes. They've overall played some good basketball here late, yeah. So go past this game, and still another yeah. couple more games here to finish off this regular season.
Again, a short-term memory. You just won 2 games in a row before this. You know, you run and this happens in basketball. You run into teams that Ashland couldn't miss tonight. They're not going to shoot 52% behind the arc every night. So, again, West Holmes has got to just look forward to the next games. Have a good week next week and get tuned up for tournament time. Maybe they can go in there and do a little damage.
All right, West Holmes gets the win. Ashland gets the win over West Holmes tonight, 61-28. The Arrows will improve their record with that victory to 10-11, 7-7 to close out the OCC with. They've now won 2 straight in 4 of the last 5. Ashland will play on Tuesday a road game against Sandusky. For West Holmes, with the loss, they dropped to 4-16, 1-13 to finish off the OCC. That's snapping the 2-game winning streak. They'll play on Tuesday in the Battle of Holmes County in a home game against Highland in the Dungeon. And as far as we're concerned, we have boys basketball tomorrow night, the IVC Showcase from Claymont. Highland takes on East Canton, airtime on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We'll be at 5 o'clock game time, approximately 5:30 for tomorrow night. Check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the on-air tab. Of course, we'll have tournament action coming your way next week also on WKLM as well as on YouTube. That'll wrap things up for us. Special thanks to Zach Kraft back at WKLM Sports Central. And for Troy Fritz, I'm Matt Coy. Again, a reminder to stick around after the broadcast tonight for High School Scoreboard. We'll have all the area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. The final score, it was Ashland 61 and West Holmes 28. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.